Extry, tell all about it. It's Dave's Big Dictionary. Okay, so Dave's Big Dictionary, my wife earlier in the program dipped at random into this book to find a word for me to just blather about for just a couple of minutes. The word, now she could have gotten marijuana, which, yeah, hell, I've never even tried it, but I can certainly talk for a long time about marijuana, no problem. And the word before it, mariachi. Oh, I could totally tell a story about mariachi. I really could. But no, she got the one in between, marigold. Marigold, the flower. Any of a genus of tropical American herbs relating to the daisies that are grown for their showy, usually yellow, orange, or maroon flower heads. They're very pretty. You see them all over the place. Marigolds. What the hell? What can I possibly say about them? As I said, there's the best album by Rufus Wainwright has a song called Marigold on it, or he repeats the word several times. It's a really good album. It's called Poses. I recommend it highly, especially the first couple of songs are just great, but it's good all the way through. Okay, that's down. There's nothing really else to say about that. I did a little Googling. I can't say that's cheating, but I did a little searching for marigold, and it reminded me that I did see part of the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel again when it was on. I think I was flying home on a plane, actually, and that was one of the offerings that you could get while sitting on JetBlue. I guess I watched about 20 minutes or a half hour of Best Exotic Marigold Hotel again, just because I think Wes Anderson is one of our best, most interesting and fun to watch directors, because you can within 30 seconds of watching, you can tell a Wes Anderson film. There is a certain look, there's a certain angle of the camera, there's a certain way that he blocks off all the dimensions, all the sides of a scene. I wish Wes Anderson was making movies when I was back at NYU, because it would have been a tremendous influence on the visuals of how you compose a shot. And it's quite wonderful. And sometimes it works great. If you've ever seen The Royal Tenenbaums, it's a wonderful film that I really want to see again. And basically, I enjoyed Marigold Hotel. I didn't love it, but I certainly enjoyed watching it. I didn't like The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, but what I can say about Marigold is you get sucked in. You get sucked into the Wes Anderson world, and you kind of get into this hotel that this old guy owns and is telling about, and then the rise of this bellhop into the world of that hotel and the way it looks, and Ralph Fiennes as this very eccentric guy. What else do I have to say about that? I like Wes Anderson. Wow. Okay. That's one aspect of marigolds. The cool thing is, I didn't look this up, but a lot of the species of marigold, and you're going to hear some typing and tippy-tapping here, because I'm going to need to open another window in my Chrome to get this word right, but the actual, or some, here it is, weirdly enough, and we can have some fun with this, ladies and gentlemen. The plant species name for marigold, the basic, most typical marigold, is Targetes erecta. The Aztec marigold, the Mexican marigold, Targetes erecta. Because, you know, I guess it's when it's blooming, it stands up straight and then opens out and probably shoots its pollen everywhere. They have some fun, these plant-naming people. But the marigold, let's tell you a little bit more about it. Maybe Wiki will give me some ideas of what to talk about. The Aztecs used it for medicinal, ceremonial, and decorative purposes. I don't get this, because in one place I found out that marigold, they take the drops of it and they turn that into calendula, which they put in a pill. You see this in health stores, and people take that, but at the same time, marigolds can be slightly toxic to humans. So, which is it? Is it good for you? Is it slightly toxic to humans? What else? The main characteristics? Oh, it has peduncles. That's another one of my favorite words. It's got peduncles up to 15 centimeters long. I do not have a peduncle, I have to say. Actually, I hope I do. Anywho, what else? What the hell else can I tell you about a marigold that would be of any sort of interest to any of us? It is, oddly enough, in Mexico, it is the flower of the dead. So I guess on Day of the Dead, they use a whole bunch of marigolds, and the Frida Kahlo-esque visuals that they do have to do with marigolds, the cempasúchil, the flor de muertos, flowers of the dead, in Mexico. Okay, that's kind of cool. All right. Anything else that's been used in medicine? The Cherokees used it as a skin wash. What do other people use it for? Other uses include respiratory diseases and gynecological problems. So, of course, the next time I have problems with my ovaries, I'm going to go reaching for a marigold. And that's all I have to say about that flower. I'm so sorry. There's really nothing. It's marigold. Come up kind of smelling empty here on Dave's Gone By with our Dave's Big Dictionary segment. Here on Saturday, December 22nd, 2018, the Dave's Gone By Facebook Yo podcast of the stream.